Fortunately, it was confirmed last night, yesterday evening by email. I was speaking to the manager. I was, I suppose I was putting a pressure down there to find out the reason why there's different stories coming out. We're being fed, like, they're doing their best, but we've been fed different information. And the official reason was given to them yesterday evening to pass on to the families why Mr. McFarlane and the rest of the patients won't be receiving the vaccination. And it is simply that it is not a nurse-led residential home. So in other words, there is no nurses there. It is just carers there. But that doesn't mean it's any less care. The care is equal to any other home setting. But I mean, on the HSE website, it clearly says people over 65 who live in long-term care facilities are the first priority group to get the COVID-19 vaccine. This is because they have a greater risk of serious illness if they get COVID-19. If we look at the stats released this morning by the HSE, 58% of all hospitalizations are aged over 65. Everybody in this unit is over 70, but we must remember something about this unit now today. They're different to everybody else because they are more at risk, because everybody else is, by this Sunday will have the first vaccination. So these people now are actually beyond priority group number one.